Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum, welcome to this episode of Lantern. Now, on the continuation of this program, Lantern, we have a nice story. Let's listen to it. Aun and Muhammad is the title of today's story. Aun and Muhammad were the sons of Lady Zainab. They had not accompanied Lady Zainab when she left Medina with Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Just before Imam Hussein started his journey from Mecca, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Ja'far brought his two sons to Mecca and handing them over to Imam al-Hussein said, "Ya Imam, since you have decided to go and will not allow me to come with you, please take my two sons with you. Aun will represent his maternal grandfather, Hazrat Ali, and the other will represent his paternal grandfather, Hazrat Ja'far Tayyar." Aun and Muhammad were quite young. It is reported that Aun was about 13 and Muhammad was a year or two younger. They had learned the art of fencing from his uncle, Hazrat Abbas. On the night before Ashura, Lady Zainab said to them, "My sons, tomorrow there will be a battle. I cannot ask you to fight because you are young. But if anything happens to Imam al-Hussein, while you are still alive, I will be filled with shame." Both the boys stood up and said, "Mother, we have the blood of Ali and Ja'far in our veins. Our grandfathers were warriors whose fame will always be remembered. Do you think we can possibly shame them? Moreover, we are the pupils of Uncle Abbas. Mother, unless you forbid us and stop us from fighting, we shall go to the battlefield and show the enemies of Islam how bravely the children of Islam can fight. All we want from you is a promise that you will never weep for us. Our souls will never rest in peace if you grieve for us after we are gone." Tears of joy and pride flowed down Lady Zainab's eyes as she embraced her two boys in the day of Ashura. The two boys rode out into the battlefield. They fought bravely. At one point, Umar Sa'd asked, "Who are those two youngsters? They fight like I have seen Ali ibn Abu Talib fight." When he was told who they were, he ordered his soldiers to give up single combats and surround and kill the boys. Aun and Muhammad were attacked from all sides. Soon they were overpowered and brutally killed. Imam Hussein and Hazrat Abbas carried the two young bodies to a tent and laid them on the floor. Imam walked to Lady Zainab's tent. He found her in sajda praying, "Ya Allah, I thank you for accepting my sacrifice. My heart is filled with pride because my two sons have given their lives for your religion."
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we're going to be concerned with Aun and Muhammad, who were two children of Hazrat Zainab, salamullah alayha. Aun ibn Abdullah and Muhammad ibn Abdullah, both of them were among the Ashura martyrs. In some cases, someone else by the name of Ubaidullah or Abdullah. It's also mentioned among the children of Hazrat Zainab, salamullah alayha, who were martyred on the plain of Karbala. One of the important aspects of the ziyarat text in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is that in the book Al-Mazar al-Kabir of Ibn Mashhadi, there is a ziyarat text in favor of the Ashura martyrs. The case of, I mean, this Ziyara text reached Sheikh Muhammad ibn Ghalib Isfahani in the year 252. And it's indicated that it was issued by Nahiyya Muqaddasa. At that time, Nahiyya Muqaddasa was a title that referred to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam or Imam al-Askari, and finally Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. According to a piece of research done by the late Sheikh Muhammad Mahdi Shamsuddin of Lebanon, this ziyarat text, I mean, Nahiyya Muqaddasa, if correct, it must be issued by Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, or it must be dictated by Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. And the text of the ziyarat text, I mean, phrasings is in such a way. As-salamu ala Ibn Abdullah ibn Ja'far al-Tayyar fil-Janan. حليف الإيمان ومنازل الأقران الناصح للرحمن التالي للمثاني والقرآن لعن الله قاتله عبد الله بن قتبة النبهاني. And in the case of Muhammad ibn Abdullah, it's indicated in this way: السلام على محمد ibn Abdullah ibn جعفر الشاهد مكان أبيه والتالي لأخيه وواقيه ببدنه لعن الله قاتله عامر ابن نحشل التيمي.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
In this connection, it must be indicated in the special ziyarat text in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, to be recited on the first day of Rajab and on the half of Sha'ban, 15th of Sha'ban, and in other books, such as in Al-Iqbal and Al-Mazar, the names of Aun and Muhammad are indicated in the ziyarat text, in which the names of Ashur and Martyrs are indicated. In this connection, it must be indicated that according to a great majority of maqtaz, that is martyrdom narratives, Abdullah ibn Ja'far and Aun ibn Abdullah, and then Muhammad ibn Abdullah and Ubaydullah ibn Abdullah ibn Ja'far are mentioned to have been martyred in Ashura in Karbala. However, in some other books, in some other texts, like Tabaqat al-Kubra, Al-Ma'arif, Maqatil al-Talibin of Ibn Shahr Ashub, Maqatil al-Talibin of Abu al-Faraj al-Isfahani, and Sab al-Ashraf of al-Baladri, Nafasul Mahmu of Sheikh Abbas Qumi. There's another martyr who is called Aun al-Akbar, I mean Aun the Elder, among the martyred sons of Imam of Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha. Regarding Abdullah ibn Ja'far, who was martyred on Ashura, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, I mean, his name is sometimes given as Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sometimes Abdullah ibn Ja'far. In this connection, we find that there were, I mean, these, I mean, martyrs have been indicated, I mean, their names have been indicated in such books. In a great majority of sources, the mother of Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Ja'far is introduced as Khawsa bint Hafsa, was another wife of Abdullah ibn Ja'far. In this connection, it must be indicated that in Maqatil al-Talibin of Abu al-Faraj al-Isfahani, Ubaydullah ibn Abdullah is another son of Abdullah ibn Ja'far, whose mother is mentioned as Khawsa bint Hafsa. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.